Definitely, government has considered it that looking at our status, looking at our finances, we can go self-sufficient. So government has already made the proposals. They have looked at our finances and they think we can do that. They have looked at areas we can cover, and we believe that looking at the law, that's the 2180, there are a number of other areas we can cover and we will be self-sustaining. We believe that if we improve on our revenue generation, presently we don't think we are getting 100% of all the revenues we are due to get. So if we improve on our processes, we improve on the equipment that we have, we improve on how we get to the people to mop up, we believe we can increase our finances, and we believe we'll be even a lot more sustaining than we are presently, and we'll be in a position to give government even more. So we did something in 2008 when we said that all monies collected must be collected by a bank in our premises. With that single act alone, we're able to increase our revenue by 4%. So we believe that we can do a lot more mop-up with what we're doing, that we're not collecting up to 60% of the revenue that is out there, and we can collect that. Definitely, it means a lot. We are aware of all these things. We have looked at our strengths. We have also looked at our weaknesses. We have done a SWOT analysis, and we are confident that our strengths far outstrip our weaknesses. And having the right policies in place and having the right mindsets for our workers, we can do it. We are looking at transformational change. We are saying that, yes, we can. We know we have the capacity. We know we have the men. We know the few gaps or grey areas that are there can be worked on. So we are very confident we can make a change. Being probably the third revenue earner for government, we think we can do it, and we can do it even more. The few issues we have that we are going around to look at, particularly if we want to get a quantum leap, the issue is about the human resource, it is about the equipment. We want to ensure that we have the right people in place. We want to ensure that they have the right mindset. And we also want to ensure that we have equipments that are what we normally say they are reliable, and they are things that can speed up our processes. There are things that can deal with the relationship issues so that whatever we do is transparent and is acceptable to the people. We are also looking at ways that we can do things this time around in a better way, thinking outside the box. The old ways we have been doing things, we believe we can improve on them. So I did mention about what we are looking at for the computer-based testing, that we want to improve the facility so we can have voice over the questions. We have a touch screen that will make it easy for people who are not able to read well, for the questions to be read to them, and those who are not able to hold the mouse, for them just to have a simple touch at the screen, and then we can capture their skills. We are also looking at new ways of probably assessing people. For example, motorcycle licenses, we know commonly our people use it for as ordinary bicycles, so their perceptions of it is different, and they think probably they don't need to be licensed on it. We believe they should be licensed on it. We want to see what we can do to change their mindset on it, and how we can also effectively test them without taking them through this computer-based testing. And at the end of the day, we improve on rural transport because it's critical.